turn loose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. We have just lost the Wimbledon finals, and boy, that girl is a pretty good kind of player. No doubt about it. Now, when we were talking yesterday to Sloppy, we had talked about tennis, and he had mentioned that he likes the girls playing better than the boys playing. So I'm not sure at that point if he had any action on it, but as always, I am second half Chaz. We will talk to Sloppy. We'll talk to Tommy. We'll hear from Billy V. Mo actually might make an appearance. If you want to get involved, it's pretty easy. All you got to do is give us a call. It's 646-929-1298. The best part of playing board out for a few more weeks until we start doing our live shows is that I can do this.
What's your opinion? 646-929-1298. Let us know.
So, yeah, we've got a few clips to start the show. If you've got any comments, as always, our Twitter handle is at SB Weekly. Our email address is show@sportsbettingweekly. One of the things that I'm hoping is when Tommy comes on here about halfway through the first segment there, we'll confirm that you guys can actually hear me because we're doing some board checks. We've got some brand new equipment, and it's totally possible that I'm talking and no one is listening. Well, of course, that's always an option, but what I meant was no one was hearing. So, yeah, we're gonna look at a quick recap of last week. The winner-winner chicken dinner concept is simple. It just, if you're betting, you want to win. And you know what? If you could bet at the end of the day, get all your money back and have a couple bucks in your pocket, have bought a few beers for your buddies, maybe some food. You know what? Life is pretty good. There's just not a lot of things that you can go to on a weekend and come back with more money in your pocket than you left with it. And that's simply America. It doesn't matter whether you're going to the movies, to the beach. It doesn't matter. Especially in the summer, things are expensive. You're spending some money. If you can hit a couple tickets, win early, put some money away, it's a free day. And golly gee, who doesn't like a free day? So last week we had some talking with Mo. Let's see what he had to say.
But you're right. But you know, here's what I look for in baseball this time of year. Honestly, if you're looking for a bargain, a lot of times look for pitchers who are changing scenery from a bad team to a playoff contender. A lot of times, that first game or two, you can get him on the cheap. And if you can get a guy who can, you know, has good stuff, but now can get some run support going to a good team, I'll try to pick off those guys. Clayton Richard was traded yesterday from the Pittsburgh Pirates to the Chicago Cubs. So, you know, if I can get him on the cheap for his first couple of starts, you know, when you got guys who are knocking in runs all of a sudden, it makes a difference.
And exactly that's what happened. He pitched. He won. He won by more than 1.5 runs. He was a home team. You could bet him on the money line. He was minus 127 on the money line, and I meant run line. He was minus 1.5 on the run line. You were getting plus money. So those are the kind of things that every single week on this show, one of these guys chimes in with something, and it's gold. And don't get me wrong, they give out losers too, but we're never going to lie to you. The bottom line is it's about cash and more tickets than you trash, and it's about coming home with more money than you have when you leave. And really, it's that simple. When you leave your house, count your money. And when you get home to your house, count your money. It's that simple. Everything that happens in between those two events is gambling. And don't get me wrong, if I can pay for a round of drinks or if I can buy some hot dogs for my guys, I'm a happy camper. So let's see what we had. We had a couple discussions with Tommy regarding the two New York teams last week.
So what are you looking for us for Saturday?
Well, I'll tell you what. I have one game that I'm going to throw my hard-earned greenbacks on, and it actually starts in an hour, and it is the Yankees versus the Devil Rays. I'm sorry, the Tampa Bay Rays at Yankee Stadium. Starting pitchers are Carnes for the Rays and Pineda, who's coming off two rough starts, but he pitches great at home. He's two rough starts on the road where he's gotten lit up. But he's been pitching great at home. And the Yankees are -1.5, +130 on the run line.
So, there you go. And then cross town.
There's one other matchup that I like today. And it's the Mets and the Dodgers. Two good pitchers go to each other. Matt Harvey's having an off year. He's only 7-5, but... You know, the Mets haven't exactly been the 27 Yankees behind them. So, against Zach Greinke, he's having a, you know, pretty phenomenal year. That game is the Mets are +145. I'm sorry, they're -145 at +1.5 runs. And I really like Matt Harvey getting 1.5 runs.
Now, the final score in that game was 4-3, the Dodgers. So the Mets did not win the game. However, if you bet the Mets and you're getting 1.5, 3 + 1.5 is 4.5. And in most worlds, 4.5 is greater than 4. Therefore, that is the essence of why we put all our time and effort into creating Sports Betting Weekly, because the score of the game is relevant to fans and it's relevant to a lot of people. But there's a chunk of the world that needs to know what the line was. Now, if it's a home team, it's almost always in baseball going to be a run line of 1.5. Not always, but probably 95% of the time. Once in a blue, we'll see a guy like a Clayton Kershaw who will be on the road giving 1.5 runs. But when Tommy comes up here in a few minutes, he'll be talking run line parlays. And any time you can get a couple easy winners and put them together – especially on the run line, if you're given that 1.5, you're going to be going. You're going to be giving out a little bit more money, so it allows you by having two teams to kind of get it back in that 2-1 mode or wherever you want it to be. What you need to have to get your parlays back, and then of course Monday, Sunday night's the last game, or Sunday I think is the last game. I'm not sure if there's a night game. What we're looking at is the All-Star break. And for a lot of teams, it's time to really give a look in a mirror and see if you're going to get rid of some of your players, keep some of your players. But for Sports Betting Weekly, 100% of our focus is on the Home Run Derby, because we are going to cover it live against the spread. And actually, this year, with its new format, it makes it – and it's pretty even. Todd Frazier is 4-1, Pujols 4.5-1, Chris Bryant 5.5-1, Prince Fielder 5.5-1, Josh Donaldson 6-1, Anthony Rizzo 6.5-1, Jock Peterson 7.5-1, and Manny Machado 7.5-1. So the favorites 4-1, and the longest shot on the board is 7.5-1. Now those are opening lines, and they will change. There's no doubt about it. I'm telling you right now, I'm leaning to Anthony Rizzo, and the reason is simple, because he's in the Home Run Derby. He's having a phenomenal year, and the Padres got rid of him for a pitcher that I don't even know if he's pitching. I think he might be hurt. So he's going to be my sentimental favorite. But we've got some interns working on it. We're going to put a lot of effort into having a lot of fun. And, again, we're going to be at the Fox Sports Grill. Here's all you have to do if you want to join us. Go to San Diego. Go to Petco Park and look up. You're going to see a Hilton sign. The hotel is right next to the ballpark. Go to the bottom. We're on the floor right by the bay. And you'll see the Fox Sports Grill San Diego. That's where we're going to be. Now, I know for a fact that it's the right thing to do, because we're going to start going there on Wednesdays. And so, you know, I asked my Siri what I should do on Wednesday.
Siri, what should we do today?
Fox Sports Grill is 20 minutes from your location by car and light traffic. Here are your directions.
Now, that's what I call a smartphone.
And so for me, it's 20 minutes from my house, and I get to look at the water. It's a beautiful bay view, San Diego Bay. The Coronado Bridge is there. I get to hang with some good people. They've got great food and drink specials every night of the week. I think for All-Star Home Run Derby, they're going to have $5 pints. I'm a $5 guy. I love $5 menus. You go to happy hour, anything's $5 or less, I'm all over it. So I'm really excited about that as well. So when we get back, we're going to talk to a few of our guys. Tommy, I think, is going to come out right away and give us some baseball talk. Then we're going to have Sloppy, and Sloppy's going to talk a little bit about everything, and we're going to wrap it up with UFC 189. I know that the UFC fans, the Sports Betting Weekly could have its own UFC show because of the fact that you guys are ravenous fans, and it's a pretty intense sport. But one thing I love about it is every single week they come back one week after another from a different location. They make it fun to cover. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
At ChampionshipFootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Billy Elvis, and along with Motime, we host the BS Sports Show, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, which can be found at indianasportsradio.com. Tune in for our unique slant on the world of sports, covering your teams in the state of Indiana, as well as the top national stories, too. The BS Sports Show. I'm at Billy Elvis, Motime's at Mo Radio Show, at BS Sports The Fan. Now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, at indianasportsradio.com.
Are you an NFL Sunday Ticket subscriber? Then you may want to listen to this. Same thing goes for the NBA and NHL packages. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. You may have heard me mention my WatchEveryGame.com box before. Every summer, the DirecTV commercials say, "This season is their lowest price ever." Lowest ever, my butt. If you've had it last year, it'll take you 6 months to pay that thing off. This year on the show, we hit Beck for Album of the Year at 6.5 to 1. Only way I could watch the Grammys live from San Diego was on my WatchEveryGame.com box. Now, I may never know as much as Billy V when it comes to UFC, but it don't matter whether they're in Australia or Botswana. With my WatchEveryGame.com box, I never miss a fight. It really is the coolest gadget I've ever owned. Check it out for yourself at WatchEveryGame.com. It's the only tool that every sports bettor needs. WatchEveryGame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. Working through our board learning curve to get ready for Monday night. Our first live event in a while. We're getting right back into it. Football season seems a long time away. But when you're trying to get things rocking and rolling for a football business, it'll go by real, real quick. If you want to get involved, as always, it's pretty easy. You can just give us a call, 646-98. Again, 646-929-1298. We're going to slide over to I'm going to bring Tommy on, and we're gonna have a little marketing discussion. Joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, so before we start talking sports betting, we're gonna talk a little marketing. Okay. Sloppy pretty much has been a fixture on the Cattle Comfort Barbecue Hotline. And I think that last week we weren't sure what hotline you were going to be on, but I think you were on the Fox Sports Grill hotline, were you not?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, so I think that's what we're going to do. We're gonna make sure, because I got a lot of phones in front of me, and some of them work, some of them don't, but I think that's what we'll do.
Sari, what should we do today?
It is Wednesday. Perfect for Fox Sports Grill. Fox Sports Grill is 20 minutes from your location by car and light traffic. Here are your directions.
Now, that's what I call a smartphone.
And for you, it's even, you're closer than I am. You're probably only, what, 15 minutes, maybe 12?
13, yeah, yeah, I can get down there pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah. And so we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great, great night. We're going to, we've got 2 hours, so we're going to kind of figure out what we're doing in terms of the start. We may, because of the fact that I would rather miss a little of the beginning than miss the end, because then I, you know, then I've got to find out if I won. and I went over the odds. And before we get into what you're looking at this weekend, again, it's Todd Frazier's 4-1, Pujols 4.5-1, Chris Bryant 5.5-1, Prince Fielder 5.5-1, Josh Donaldson 6-1, Anthony Rizzo 6.5-1, Jock Peterson 7.5-1, and Manny Machado 7.5-1. The thing that jumped out at me, Tommy, is there are some years where you don't say, you didn't in the past anyway, say wow by the lineup. Because kind of like the slam dunk contest, some of the guys don't want, if they're not going to the All-Star game, they don't want to deal with it. And I totally can appreciate that. But that's a pretty tasty lineup for home run hitters.
Yeah, you know, Todd Frazier in his own ballpark, and I, of all the guys you listed, him and Donaldson are the two best power hitters. You know, you can't throw Pujols out with 500 homers, but he historically doesn't do well in this contest. You know, he just hasn't.
Yeah, have you seen the new format and how it works in terms of if you hit it longer, you get more time, and the time means you can hit more home runs? It's a really neat little thing, because it definitely gives those long ball hitters a distinct advantage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't know that. But Todd Frazier has 2 out of the 10 longest homers in the league this year. So, you know, there's going to be so many home runs hit. That ball is the Great American Ballpark is a bandbox. It really
yep,
is.
Yep,
it's
yep.
It's a home run hitter's paradise, and to all fields. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch it and have a vested interest, because I've never bet the Home Run Derby before, I'll be honest with you. And
yeah, no, I it's one of the things, as you know, you're a baseball fan, and I really haven't been a baseball fan, but it is one of the things that I would do every year, because it's just, it's, you know, it's really, to me, it's a fun bet. You know, I'm not going out there and betting mortgage money, but I'm going to have some fun with it, and I tend to try to treat it in the past like the first player to score, where I'd have a couple pieces, and as long as either of them won, I made money. But with 4-1 the favorite and 7.5-1 the long shot, you know what? There's not really that long shot out there that there used to be, you know.
No, and in the past, I mean, people you didn't think were going to win this thing, like Robinson Cano, and you know, he's got some pop in his bat, but no one's expecting him to win the home run derby, and you know, he won it with his dad pitching to him.
Yep, on any given home run derby day, you know.
I'm just I'm a little upset that Bryce Harper's not in it, because you know, he's leading baseball in homers, and you know, he's not playing in it, because his dad is his batting practice pitcher for this, and his dad's not going to be there. His dad blew his shoulder out snowboarding. So he's sitting this one out.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you're gonna get injured, snowboarding sure beats fireworks. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's too soon. That's too
smooth. No, the bottom line is, here's the thing, okay? I'm an adult, all right? And I have children, okay? And my children are wise enough to understand, okay, that if it can blow you up, you need to be back. There's nothing wrong with fireworks, okay? But there are certain things in life, Tommy, you gotta use common sense.
Well, yeah? It says right on the package, light fuse, run away. You know, it says on every package of fireworks that ever was made, light fuse, run away. You know, not light fuse, hold it in your hand and then wait till the last minute and throw it.
And don't get me wrong, it's tragic, but here's the thing. The risk-reward factor in life is very important. And you know what? In sports betting, Tommy, it's used. We talk about it all the time, especially with UFC when you've got these fights that are minus 800. There's just no reason to do it. You don't get any return on your investment, and the reward sucks because for 15 minutes, if it's a three-round fight, you're biting your knuckles to win $100. And golly gee, there's one crazy-ass elbow or a kick or a punch, the fight could be over.
Yep.
Well, guess what? You got a $15 million contract on the table? I'm going to wrap my ass in bubble wrap and sit in my room. I sure hell ain't going to go down to the fireworks stand.
Well, I mean, you know, what's worse is he'll probably get a chance to play again. But C.J. Wilson, there was another guy that blew off.
Right, the undrafted, he was
he's C.J. Wilson. He plays for the Bucks.
Yeah.
And he's a cornerback. Now, cornerback missing digits is a lot worse than a defensive lineman missing digits.
Absolutely. It just says, you know, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? But don't get me wrong, they're still, you know, some of these guys are young, and you know, the professional athletes make mistakes. It's sad. I don't know, with any kind of injury that puts them in a hospital. But golly gee, just, you know, use a little bit of common sense. It goes a long, long way.
Sure does.
Now, you're not going to be able to join us. You've got some stuff to take care of. You're not going to be able to join us Monday, are you?
I'm playing it by ear. I'm playing it
but
by
if
ear.
But worst case scenario, you can make a phone. You can make a phone stop.
I'll be near a phone. Then I'll be able to call it and get, you know, give you my take.
Yeah, I remember we had a meeting with the interns, and I remember telling them specifically, there's a lot of downtime, so I need you guys to do some prep work and get me some data because we're going to need to fill some downtime. There's a lot of downtime in the Home Run Derby. And so, you calling in and talking about what you're seeing, we'll definitely appreciate it. But so tell us what you're seeing for this weekend.
All right. What I have is a run line parlay today. Just a two-teamer. I'm not going to go nuts with a three-teamer. But I have a run-line parlay for today, and I got just one straight bet for tomorrow. But this is a straight bet that you can risk a little bit more than you normally risk on it because I'm really confident about it. Today, my run-line parlay is the Houston Astros -1.5 +145. That's 1.5 runs, +145 over the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in Tampa, and over the 6.5. This Kuchel is probably one of the best lefties going today. I watched them pitch against the Yankees a couple weeks ago, and I mean the Yankees have a pretty decent lineup, and he made them look foolish. And the Tampa Bay doesn't have as good a lineup as the Yankees do. So I like the Houston Astros -1.5 on the run line, +145. And I want to parlay that with the over in the Mets-Diamondbacks game, and which is it's a 7:10 start East Coast time, 4:10 Pacific time, and it's over 6.5. Both teams are averaging over 3.5 runs a game, so that automatically puts it over. Now, Harvey is pitching for the Mets, but I still think that, you know, that they'll go. I think there'll be 9 runs scored in that game. So you parlay the minus one, the Houston Astros on the run line -1.5 with the over 6.5 in the Mets game, and that's -115. I'm sorry. And so that's my Saturday action.
All right, so let's Sunday talk action. About that. Well, no, let's talk about the Saturday action, only because we just played a clip where last week, and again, I tell people all the time, if you hear the stories about the old-time gamblers in Vegas, and we talk about it with Sloppy later, about the bus ride where the guy said, I knew a bus driver. And he would take people on junkets from New York all the way across the country to Vegas. And everywhere they stopped, people were buying the newspapers. And when he got there, he'd bring me all the newspapers. Now, this is a long time ago, pre-internet, sports radio, and Sirius and all those things that we have now. So this guy had a distinct advantage because he had all the local news of what was happening with injuries and things. Now, some of the papers were a few days old, he said, but it was still far away above what they had in Vegas, so it gave him a distinct advantage. And I know that being from the East Coast, being from New Jersey, you know, it seems like you've always been a Yankee fan. I don't know if it's been your whole life that you've been a Yankee fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I know
that. Started watching baseball.
Yeah, I know that last week, I don't know if you heard the clips at the beginning of the show, but you called both the Yankees and the Mets games, and I think Harper was pitching last week.
Yes, Harper was pitching last week.
Yeah, and so you and that was the game where they lost, but you said you'd take the 1.5 runs, so they ended up winning.
And they lost by a run.
But they also lost 4-3, and guess what? 4+3 equals 6.5.
Is one.
So there you go, yep. Baby, you know.
4+3
so, yeah.
Is cash in the bank.
Yeah, and that, you know what, it really is. You know me, and you're the same way. I think we've talked about this many times on the fact that it's tough to bet unders. It's tough to bet unders. It really is. It's tough to bet unders. You know, baseball is a little easier because then you can appreciate the pitcher. I mean, if you got an under bet and the guy starts, you know, goes into the seventh inning with a no hitter, you're emotionally attached to that guy. You know, it's a big time. But the overs in baseball, when you can get, if you can get to where it's 3-3 in this game, oh, my God, you can't lose. It's impossible to lose in a baseball game if it's 3-3 and the over 6.5.
Yeah, you know you're going to win.
You can't.
You know you're going to win no matter what happens.
Yeah, you shut the TV off. You don't care if it goes 18 minutes like that Mets Atlanta game. You don't care. You can go to the park with your kids, take your dog for a walk. You cannot lose. So that's exciting. All right, so what do you got for Sunday?
Sunday. I have the Yankees in Fenway Park with Nathan Eovaldi, who's his record is better than his ERA, but they just seem to score a lot of runs when he pitches, and the Yankees do. And he's pitching against Wade Miley, who's 8-7 with like a 5 ERA. He's you know they rip him all over the yard. And the Yankees have already beat him twice this year, and Miley. And I don't see it changing up. I think Eovaldi's going to go to 9-2, and the Yankees are going to sweep out the Red Sox. That's my pick for Sunday. And I think he can confidently throw some money on that.
Hey, on that game today, that early game, what time was that starting? I know the Met game was an Arizona later game.
The Houston game?
Yeah.
The Houston game is – let's get back to that page. That
all right, so while you're looking for that, let me remind
people. 1:10 Pacific time.
Yeah, we're talking to Tommy. He's on the Fox Sports Grill San Diego hotline. He's given out some parlays for today and a straight bet for tomorrow. But I wanted to mention that because, yeah, if you're listening to this now, you got plenty of time. But if you're picking up the podcast, look at your clock because if it's getting close to 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Pacific time, and you're listening, stop what you're doing. Just pause the podcast right where it is. Go put your bet in and then come back and listen to the rest, you know?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah. As always, Tommy, we really appreciate your help, your your winners are nice too. Hey, don't get me wrong. You know what? You've given out a lot of winners. You know, we're not going to keep track going backwards, but that's one of the jobs of the interns. One of the interns is the data guy. He's into numbers. And I said, oh, you're in the right place, Ben, because sports betting is all about the data. And we're going to start tracking this stuff. And I'll be very, very surprised if you're not very, very happy with the results, because especially when you start doing that run line, it allows you to take something that might have been minus 170 and it turns it into a plus 145. You know, those are the kind of things that make a big difference long term when you're betting. If going from minus 110 to minus 120 makes a big difference, well, yeah, then going from minus 170 to plus 145 is going to make a huge difference. And over the course of time, I'm very confident telling people, listen to what Tommy says. Because Slugger knows baseball.
Slugger does know baseball. Hey, can I give out a bonus pick?
Sure, of course you can.
Tonight, UFC 189, Conor McGregor against Chad Mendez.
I got that sheet in front of me, so let me grab that sheet. Okay. That's the main event.
The main event, correct. Yes. It's the substitute because Aldo, you know, he did what he always does. He pulls out of championship fights. But Chad Mendes is getting in there, and he's a tough fighter. But McGregor is gonna knock him out in under the 2.5 rounds.
Well, you just concurred with our USC expert Billy V. But for the rest of what he had to say, you're gonna have to listen. I'm not gonna give you any more cheaters.
I'm gonna see Billy V tonight. So I'll congratulate him on being as smart as me.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. We talked. As a matter of fact, I got to give Marco a call too. But I talked with him. I told him. I said I can't make it. It's my lovely Vicky's birthday. So I'm trying to make the show the end of all about Chaz time. Give it a little Vicky time.
Happy wife.
Great sports weekend.
All right, take care.
Yeah. And as sports, listen to all the past. You know, take the time to go back and look at all of Tommy's picks. I'm right. The guy wins more than he loses. It's really, and that's why you listen in to Sports Weekly
at championshipfootballs.com. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Billy Elvis, and along with Motime, we host the BS Sports Show, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, which can be found at indianasportsradio.com. Tune in for our unique slant on the world of sports, covering your teams in the state of Indiana, as well as the top national stories, too. It's the BS Sports Show. I'm at Billy Elvis, Motime's at Mo Radio Show, at BS Sports The Fan, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, at indianasportsradio.com.
Are you an NFL Sunday Ticket subscriber? Then you may want to listen to this. Same thing goes for the NBA and NHL packages. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. You may have heard me mention my WatchEveryGame.com box before. Every summer, the DirecTV commercials say, "This season is their lowest price ever." Lowest ever, my butt. If you've had it last year, it'll take you 6 months to pay that thing off. This year on the show, we hit Beck for Album of the Year at 6.5 to 1. Only way I could watch the Grammys live from San Diego was on my WatchEveryGame.com box. Now, I may never know as much as Billy V when it comes to UFC,
but it don't matter whether they're in Australia or Botswana. With my WatchEveryGame.com box, I never miss a fight. It really is the coolest gadget I've ever owned. Check it out for yourself at WatchEveryGame.com. It's the only tool that every sports bettor needs. WatchEveryGame.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Weekly. Again, if you're listening to this live, you just heard Tommy give out some winners. And if it wasn't that, we started the show playing nothing but clips of him nailing the New York teams. He had both the Yankees and the Mets last weekend. Then you need to definitely go back, listen to the podcast. But if it is 4 o'clock Eastern or 1 o'clock Pacific when you're listening, you better hurry because the first game he gave out was a 1-10 start. We're going to go right now to the Cali Comfort Hotline. As you know, Cali Comfort's a great fan, a great friend of the show. We're big fans of their food. And it's just a fun, fun place. Sean and his wife do just such a great, great job there. Just Sloppy and I have had gone there. Vicky and I see what Sloppy has to say on Sports Betting Weekly, Cali Comfort Hotline. Whenever we pick up that Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline, unless he's out of the country because he does travel a lot, Sloppy is kind enough. And you know, we're close, Sloppy. We're going to be doing live shows again soon.
Can't wait to be live on location, having a couple cocktails, maybe some coleslaw shooters. It'll be a good time.
I'm telling you right now, you know, I'm a businessman. I have no problem getting Cali Comfort in a war with another barbecue place. You know, like those old, the bar fights and Cheers. I know I'm old, so bear with me. But Cheers is still on places probably, right?
Oh, absolutely. Still getting results.
It was pretty funny.
I love those episodes. They go back and forth to steal stuff from each other. Absolutely.
Well, we could do a trivia. You know, trivia is always big at bars. When we're doing a live event, first one to come up with the bar that they, because I can't remember the name of the bar. You know? It was like,
I thought it was like Pete. Like Pete. So, yeah, it was like
yeah, it was somebody's name for sure.
It was a name, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But anytime we're at Cali Comfort, it's fun. And remember, all we're doing is in a perfect world, Sean would have one last bathroom, and he would put in 3 or 4 machines, and he could outsource it to William Hill, and William Hill could punch tickets for you at Cali Comfort. That's the world that I believe should exist. No Confederate flags anywhere to be found, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, I love it.
And think about it. You got to, I don't know, you know, but, you know, you won a lot. Well, you know, Tommy crushed him, but last year in football, it was a tough year for me, so I would probably pay his rent for a couple of those months.
Well, shoot, you'd be trying to bet on teams you never heard of or barely have a D1 program.
All right, so we look at the board, and that's the beauty of the world we live in, Slop. You know, we've all been doing what we do for a long, long time, and we know that you know, until you get nitty gritty, we can handle it. So I said to you, you know, you got to look at the soccer I'm looking at. So I'm at the big board, and it's just amazing, Sloppy.
There's games everywhere in the world.
And you know, the thing about it is, I didn't even open it up. So you could go to, say, Norway, and you open it up, and you think, you know, how many games? They could have 4 or 5 leagues going at once. And each one of those opens up to 4 or 5 or 10 games. You know, I don't know how many. I could not tell you, and you know those famous teams. I know the names. I wouldn't know how many teams are in their leagues.
I bet if you actually studied some of those random soccer leagues and they were bettable, you could probably make a pretty good living off doing that.
Well, here's the thing that I always look at. For us, the way I'm going to win money is I have to find the weird bets of soccer. Because the weird bets really, in my opinion, are where they are most vulnerable, the house.
Yeah.
The lines that they get, we'll talk about the first half lines for the NFL is a great example. Those have been out for how long, sorry?
Oh, gosh, they came out probably 2 months ago.
Think about that. So, you know, that's to me a future book, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know how many times I've sat in Vegas, like, on March 15th, and saw a guy bet 25 first week bet from the NFL. I mean, that apparently is when you do it. I mean, you can get some pretty good odds at that time.
And that's the thing. You know, if you know what you're doing, that's when they're at their most vulnerable. Because what happens is they only make a mistake once, Vegas. It's in the beginning. Because what happens if they make a mistake, and we were there, remember, we were at timelessvegas.com for the game when they made the halftime, I mean, after they made the line for the Super Bowl.
Super Bowls, yep.
Right, and we watched it like it was like trading places when they were trying to steal the orange juice. We talked about it on one of the shows where the numbers were spinning. It went from 2.5 to zero and oh, my God, like 2 minutes, it seemed like.
Oh, yeah, it was like Seahawks favored. Next thing you know, it came out, and then the Patriots were favored. Like, how's that quick?
Yeah. And that's a mistake that they make. So I totally could understand why, as soon as these lines are out, you know, there's some movement on them. And like I said, then what else was on the board? Oh, there was men's tennis. Now, I don't know. Do you ever bet tennis?
No. And funny thing, that's probably one of the sports that I probably prefer the women's side more than I do the men's.
I have bet a few of these, you know, Wimbledon finals. But it had to be a situation where, for some unknown reason, I was at a place where I could bet that. Because, as you know, when there's an incredible final at one of the majors in tennis, they could be epic sporting events.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They go like, you know, 39 extra sets because they're like college. They can go on forever once they get into overtime. But then the other thing I saw, and it just blew me away because I just missed the boat on this one. Sloppy, they're letting you bet on summer league basketball for the NBA.
Now, you got to have a pretty big gambling problem to bet summer league basketball. Because half the guys you never heard of. They're all just trying to make a team.
I would think, too, that from that standpoint, you also could probably find some situations where the line was 1.5 and you said, what are they missing? And they went by 13 or something, you know?
Yeah, it'd be really tough because you just don't know the players, and it's almost like a street ball pickup game. I mean, it's not really that much.
No, I know. When I lived in Laguna Beach, they had the NBA Summer League on Main Beach there, you know, on the basketball court, and these guys were as big as the rim to me. You know, I wasn't much taller than AMF, you know.
You know what we should look into to see if there's actually, I don't know if there, I doubt you can bet on this, but have you heard of the basketball tournaments? The basketball.
Is that, well,
what?
When you bet yourself?
No, well, it's basically, it's for $1 million prize. And I think it's 90 teams qualify. It's like ex-NBA guys, ex-college guys. It's Hollywood guys. But there is a million.
Three teams? Player teams?
No, it's a full court, indoors, five-on-five, and it's got $1 million pot for the winning team. So you got a couple teams that are probably jokes, but you also have guys like Brian Scalabrine, who played in the league, Adam Morrison, Jason Williams are all playing on teams.
Okay, you know, Sloppy, an old basketball guy can shoot until he's 90.
Oh, absolutely.
You put him in a wheelchair, it might take him a couple days to figure out his mechanics. It'll be shooting 89%.
Oh, I mean, I walked into 24-Hour Fitness and saw Jalen Rose, Mark Jackson, and Byron Russell playing. It's like they never just got done playing, and they've been out of the league for 10 years. I was like, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing. So, yeah, so when it comes down to this is exactly what the best part of, I think, our show is we can be the eyeballs for people and say, hey, you know what, you never know. And if you're cashing, I don't care what you're betting, you're doing something right. It's that simple.
Absolutely.
And if it's because you happen to know two or three guys because you followed European basketball that should have been over 3 years ago, but their country wouldn't let them out of their contract or something like that, you know, that's all it takes in summer league.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
But that really is inside information. You know, that's the kind of stuff that used to make people a lot of money in the old days. You know, the stories are classic of the reason I did so well is because my buddy drove a bus, and when he got to Vegas, he had all the newspapers from all over the country. Some of them were old, you know, a couple days old, but guess what? I was ahead of people in Vegas with that information. There was no internet, that kind of thing back then, so, you know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Inside information, it's always going to be a powerful tool. And then Yeah, the last thing we got to talk about is Monday night. You know, I'm excited. And Vicky's to the point where she said, okay, you know what? Do I have to hear about the Home Run Derby again? and one of the things is really something that I would almost always have $10 on. To me, it was like a future bet because there was a lot of long shots in there. You can catch them. But they've changed the rules this year, and now it's a whole different animal. Really, really excited about it. But so we have a confirmation. Are you going to be joining us?
Oh, I'll be there for sure. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah. And so it looks like we're going to have a full crew. We're taking over the Fox Sports Grill San Diego. And if you saw the picture that I tweeted, I got to get the Facebook up. You know, it's been up for about a week. You know, I'm not a big social media guy, but they have this picture, and I was there, and it's a real picture, but it looks like a fake picture. No patio could be that beautiful, right? It's got the palm trees, and it's got the fire pits, and it's got the bridge, Coronado Bridge, with the lights in the background, and I was there, and it's just the picture they took of their backyard, basically. It's really a beautiful property, and Lowell, the general manager, does a great job. They're right in the middle of Comic-Con, so it was crazy the last time I was down there, but I will not go downtown to Comic-Con.
Yeah, make sure Comic-Con's over before we head back.
Yeah, I'll hold my – I can do that Spock thing on my right hand, you know, live and prosper or whatever, but there was just too much activity down there for me.
Oh, man, that's a crazy time. I know.
So do you have any ideas on Home Run Derby? Do you have any it's a bracket thing. It's a bracket. So you could win two ways, but we're going to set it up the same way. If you have the winner, you're going to get so many points, it's going to be hard for you to lose, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like the final NCAA bracket. You got the winner, it gets you the most points.
You got any idea who you'd be circling if you were picking right now?
Yeah, I mean, for one, the ball's going to fly in Cincinnati. That place is a cracker box, so you're going to see some pretty amazing home runs. I love me some young guys. I love Chris Bryant. I think that dude has the softest hands. Watch the display that him and Jock Peterson put on. I think it'll be amazing to watch.
Well, it is pretty cool about baseball that some of these guys that were young guys that were supposed to be the next greatest thing, they turned out to be the next greatest thing, and it's really pretty cool. You know, you look at the – because, you know, we talk with Mo all the time on the BS Sports Show, and he's in that heart of Chicago world, and the Padres took Cashner and gave him Rizzo.
Yep.
You know?
Must be nice.
Yeah, I think he's in the lineup.
Yep, he's in there.
He might be my – Yeah, he might be my sentimental pick. But what we're going to do is we're going to figure it out and kind of tweet and Facebook everybody. But, again, it's pretty easy. Go to Petco Park, right? Look up. You'll see a Hilton sign. We're in the basement, basically, because they're right on the ground floor. Pretty easy. And I guess we could give out those directions on the Internet. Those are easy enough to find.
Oh,
get the Petco, look up, find the Hilton, we're in the basement. We're on the ground floor. All right, buddy, as always. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. Later.
So I thought we had Mo joining us, but it sounds like Chase is on the line.
Yeah, he's in here making going out of my hands.
Well, he's starting to vocalize, and you know what? If you're going to get him to run your board and talk to your guests on the BS Sports Show or the Mo Radio Show, you're going to need that.
Yeah, if I can get some free labor, it'd be nice.
There you go. The only problem, I've had my kids work for me. They don't listen to a word you say. It's better to get their buddies to work for you. You got to get Chase's friends to be bored out. But, yeah, we only had a couple seconds. I wanted to get you in because I don't know if you were able to hear the last part of the Sloppy's call with Rizzo being in the Home Run Derby and us being at the Fox Sports Grill San Diego. I think I'm going to put some money on him, Mo. I think he's a sentimental favorite for us.
Yeah, you know, and it's strange. There's two Cubs in it this year, which is awkward and the very strange thing as a Cubs fan. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Rizzo can definitely knock the ball out of the ballpark, and in Cincinnati it's a great place where he's had success. So I think he will be a good pick for the Home Run Derby.
And of course, all our inner circle members that we talked to, they all agree. If you're going to have a Home Run Derby, you might as well have in Cincinnati because 200 second baseman bat 200 could hit home runs in Cincinnati, you know.
Yeah, the ball flies out of that ballpark, and it's a great little place. You know, I sat and watched the Cubs clinch a few years ago back in 08. And, you know, sitting out the outfield, you sit out there for $10 and look over the river. It's a great place.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the thing we talked about when we were talking about doing the Home Run Derby live. Not quite sure how long do you think the event is going to last? Because we're going to be on for 2 hours. So I'm thinking we might want to stall a little bit in the middle. I mean, in the beginning and come out a little later and cover it. Because you don't want to run out of airtime with the guys still batting, and it can last a while with this new format, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, I've seen them go quick, and I've seen them last 4 hours. So it's, when they drag on like that, it becomes monotonous.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss. So we'll talk about that, but as always, we appreciate you stopping by. We did play your clip for the winner you gave out last week, which was Clayton Richards, who just got traded to the Cubs. And he's going to get a little offensive support. I think it was an easy 7-2 winner. So even if you took him on the run line, given a 1.5, you had a win. So good for you.
Hey, you know, everybody gets lucky once in a while.
Yeah. They say, Mo, better lucky. Great sports weekend.
Hey, you too, man.
Hey, Chance. So, yeah, Chance has become of course, my name's Chaz, his name's Chase, so it's pretty easy. But it's fun to watch your friend's kids grow up right in front of your eyes. He'll be talking before. So speaking a little bit, I have known this would not be surprised if down the road he has his own talking UFC.
It's Saturday. And that means there's UFC. Normally, we would go to the hotline and we would pick it up and it would tell us what it is. But Billy V, the UFC hotline is officially on the market. We're going to be calling it again a to-be-determined hotline. So how are you this day, Billy?
I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to the fights tonight. It's going to be a good
one. Yeah. You know, now that we're officially going to be over the terrestrial airwaves here in San Diego on ESPN 1700, we're going to have to look into who we want, and we'll get some input from you since you are a UFC expert, who we want to cover the UFC. Maybe we'll have to call UFC.com, see if we can get them to cut a big check, huh? That wouldn't be too bad.
Sign me up.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I know it's a full card. It's UFC 189. It's actually in Las Vegas, and maybe the next time we go to Las Vegas, we'll have a room at one of my Hilton properties or one of my Vegas connections. We might stay with our timelessvegas.com friends, but I've never been to a live UFC event. I would imagine it's pretty insane. Have you?
No, I haven't. I look forward to going when they come to San Diego, though.
There you go.
It'll be pretty cool.
So that may be something we chalk up on the things to-do list for sure.
And a lot of fighters are from San Diego. They train at the Lions Gym. I've actually been at the Sandbar down by the roller coaster. And they've all piled in to come watch the fights and hang out. And
I've seen guys and girls all had a table. Without a doubt, I remember, and the girls were really into watching the fights. So we're going to have to move quick. We've got 7 fights you want to look at, so talk to me. Where are we starting?
Real quickly, this prelim fight, Siri and Smolka. I mean, neither one of these guys have finished a fight, so whatever the over is, over all the way.
It's almost the whole fight. It's 2.5, and it's -200, so that makes sense right there.
Yeah. And then we move up to Pendred and Howard. And what's our over on the Pendred-Howard fight?
Pendred and Howard. John Howard and Cathell Pendred. Actually, the fight itself is a pick'em, but it's a big they're expecting it to go to distance. It's -260.
And is it 2.5 or 1.5?
2.5. Yep, 2.5.
2.5 rounds. That's almost the whole fight.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we'd be safe in betting the over on that one as well.
And it makes sense, and they're not fools. But, you know, with as we've talked, and again, remember, we're on a hotline that's to be determined the name of it, but we're with Billy V, our UFC expert, and we're talking about UFC 189 from Las Vegas. Billy, the funny part about it is both of those fights that you mentioned are really close in terms of who's going to win. It really is a coin flip. So that kind of plays right into the hand of it's going to go the distance.
Yes, sir.
And what do you like next?
We've got one of my favorite fighters, Mr. Swick, with his they call him Quick Swick, and he's going to be squaring off with Mr. Garcia. And neither one of these guys are known for, well, actually, the Swickatine, he's known for, you know, finishing the fight quickly, but lately he's kind of hit a wall. He really hasn't, Mike's had trouble finishing these guys. He's 15-5, and he's going up against a formidable opponent in Alex Garcia, and I think he's going to have his hand full with this fella. He's going to put up a good fight, and I think we're going to head toward the over. Is it 1.5 or 2.5 on
that? It's 1.5 rounds.
Yeah, I think the over is a safe bet on that. And I even think Alex Garcia might have a chance of beating Mike on this one.
Well, he's actually, Alex Garcia is actually a big favorite. He's minus 4.5 to 1, so minus 450.
He's got a great record, and Mikey's coming off of a few losses, so you can see that. But, don't ever count Mike out. He could redeem himself in this fight, and if he chooses to do that, we could definitely be looking at an over fight if he puts
the fight
in the first couple rounds.
You know, Billy, as we mentioned before, when we talk with you, we're usually on UFC.com because they do a great job with the stats. But believe it or not, this fight, the Mike Swick-Alex Garcia fight, is nowhere to be found on the UFC 189 fight card. They have the two early prelims. They've got the four prelims. And they've got the five main card, but they're not showing Swick or Garcia.
Swick and Garcia is part of the prelim.
Yeah, so it's not, they're not showing it on here. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay,
UFC.com, it's the third one over.
Yeah,
and then Brown is going to fight Mr. Tim Means. And these two are a couple of bulldogs, man. Both of these guys are great fighters. Matt, the Immortal Brown, he's coming off of a couple of losses because he's moved up the ranks and had to fight some tougher fighters. Tim Means, Dirty Bird, same thing. This guy, you know, he gets in there and goes to work. This is going to be a great fight. He's coming off four wins that they show on the UFC.com, and he's on a streak, so to speak. But, I mean, Matt the Immortal Brown, he can take a punch. I mean, he can take several punches and still keep coming back. And I watched a show with him and his workout, and the workouts that these guys do are just, I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I imagine they're insane.
So you can bet after Matt Brown has come off of a few losses that he's going to come in there ready to go to work with Tim Means. This is going to be, I always talk up Matt Brown's fights. This is going to be, this might steal the show. Even though we've got McGregor, you know, this is one of the fights I'm really looking forward to. And I imagine that these guys are going to be a tactical battle. So if we're over the two-minute or the two-round mark, I think the over is a safe bet on the next
round. Yeah, it's 2.5, and on the lines itself, Tim Means is an underdog. He's plus 160, which, again, if you're not aware of how it works, you have to bet 100 to win 160, where Matt Brown, if you go up to the window in Vegas, you're going to have to give him $200 if you want to win 100 back, because he's minus 200.
You know what,
so that's a good favorite.
This might be the long shot right here. If you bet on Tim Means, you might just win some money. This guy is ready to get in there and go to work with Matt Brown. And like I say, Matt Brown's coming off of a few losses here. He just might be on this downward spiral. It might be mental, could be physical. I don't know what it is, but Matt gets in there and gets busy, but he's just not getting the wins. You know,
right.
The fights are awesome, but it's going to be a cardio race for these two. They're both great fighters. I'm really looking forward to that fight. Then we have Alamidi and Pickett. Now, Alamidi, I hope I'm saying his name right, Mr. Alamidi, Alameda, he's undefeated, 19-0. He's coming up against Brad Pickett. He's a great fighter, but I don't think he's going to have what it takes to take out Tom. These are ranked 14 and 15, respectively, and I think Thomas Alameda is going to get the under. What's our under on this one?
It's 1.5 rounds, and he is a huge, huge favorite. Almeida is minus 800. So they don't expect him to be 19-1.
How about that? Well, I have to agree. And I think the over might even be, I would say, a safe bet. But
well, it's over. The over is minus 155, 1.5 rounds. Under 1.5 rounds is plus 125. So, again, what they're doing is they're going to reward you if you think it's going to go past 1.5. I mean, if you think it's going to end before 1.5, you're going to get 125 for your 100. So most people think it's going to go over 1.5.
Now, we've been preaching for weeks now that the 135, 145-pound weight classes, these guys, you know, usually go to the end of the fight. They don't have the power to knock them, each other out. They must have been listening to our broadcast.
Yeah.
Because these fights have been ending early. I mean, these bantamweights and these lightweights and the middleweights, they're all getting in there and getting it done early. And I think there's a chance that this might even happen tonight. You know, or I think it might happen.
Well, you know, at minus 800, you know, he's supposed to win the fight, Almeida. He's 19-0, like you said. He's undefeated. Pickett is 25-10. So, and what I've noticed, like you said, the way they've been ending, it's been submissions. They're not beating each other up. They're making it so I can't breathe, so I'm going to tap the floor now because I would like to breathe again.
Right. Well, his last fight was against Yaviz Jublin, and he was a round one technical knockout on April 25th when Johnson fought. So that you know, he's coming off of a good win and an early win. I'm really leaning toward the under, and Alameda the favorite. So for our under is a good.
Yeah, you get him a little bit more for your money. So plus 125.
Good stuff.
And you know the other thing, Billy, when you're watching a fight that you've got the under, it's different than anybody else in that bar that's watching the fight but doesn't even know that there's a will go, won't go, and that's what Vegas calls it. Because as it gets closer to that halfway through mark, he may have him on the ground, but if he doesn't get him to tap out, then the bet's over. So it's really exciting. It really makes it exciting.
Yeah. And then we have one of my favorite fighters, Jeremy Stevens. I think I might have skipped over this one. He's fighting as well, and Jeremy is known to he's a little bulldog. He can take a punch, and he's got some serious punching power. He's ranked number 11, and Dennis Bermudez is ranked number 8. But I bet you Bermudez is the favorite in this one.
By a little bit. He's minus 200, where Stevens is plus 160. No, and you're doing fine. You're right on schedule. This fight is scheduled at 11:05 Eastern time, Saturday, July 11th.
Well, I'll tell you, Jeremy, I like him in this fight. And what's our over on the Jeremy?
It's 2.5 rounds. The will go, won't go is 2.5 rounds.
You know, the under might be a good bet on this one.
It's plus 140, so they're expecting it to go the distance.
Yeah, I think these guys are going to go balls to the wall right off the bat. Jeremy Stevens has a straight right that just knocks people on their ass. And I think this might be one of those fights. They're both great fighters, though. Don't get me wrong. Dennis Bermudez has earned his number 8 ranking. But
and if you go to UFC.com, under the main card, if you click on the picture that shows Bermudez versus Stevens, and then it opens up. There isn't, between the two of them, which is 290 pounds, because they're 145 each, there isn't an ounce of body fat on either one of
right.
these guys, though.
They're both in great shape. This is going to be an awesome fight. Barring any injuries, this is going to be a great fight. Then we move up to the Rory McDonald-Lawler fight. This is actually a title fight. This is going to be a great fight. Lawler has proved himself. He has made the comeback story of the century, in my opinion. He was down and out, and he has beat everybody in the division and earned his title, and now he's going to fight Rory McDonald. And I don't think Rory's going to bring as much to the cage. I don't think that's going to happen. What's our over-under on the Lawler
fight?
On
this one, you know, it's a title fight, so it's 5 rounds. The over-under is 3.5. The will go, won't go is 3.5. However, Rory McDonald is the favorite. Robbie Lawler is the underdog.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't see it that way. So I go with the underdog, and I go with the under. Now, moving on to the Mendez and McGregor fight, we all know about this fight. It's been hyped up for weeks. We know he was supposed to fight Aldo, but that's not going to happen now. So they're going to do this interim bout between him and McGregor. And, you know, McGregor knocks everybody out in the first round or submits him in the first round. So they got this pegged at 1.5.
No, actually, they've got it at 2.5.
2.5. Well, take the under on that one and take McGregor. I don't think Mendez is going to be able to handle what McGregor's going to dish out. He's just awesome. That's it. That's my story.
And it's nice because at -190, you know, that's less than you're going to have to pay to get a great pitcher in a baseball game. You know, those -800s, the -650s that we see with UFC, they're hard to really to bet on that. You've almost
like
had
a pucker
no choice.
Bet. It really is.
Yeah. You really
but
have no choice.
We have the over-under bet. The over-under bet is a little more, you know, we can...
You don't
spending
exactly.
150 to win 100.
Right. If you like you said, if you lose the will go won't go bet, you're not kicking yourself. The risk reward for 800 to win 100 just isn't there. But again, these guys are fighting now. They're going to fight to see who fights for the next champion. Right. They'll have another fight after this.
When Aldo's better, you could figure somewhere around Labor Day. And if McGregor gets in his head again. It might not be till Christmas.
Oh! Yeah, there you go. There's nothing wrong with if you got the belt at your house, there's nothing wrong with not answering your phone. Billy V, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great, great sports weekend.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend.
As always, Billy does such a great job breaking down UFC. So remember, UFC 189 Saturday night. Put some action down, win some bets. I'm Second Half Chaz. This has been Sports Betting Weekly. Remember, go downtown San Diego, get to Petco Park, look up, find the Hilton. We're on the ground floor. Home Run Derby. Always be cashing.